One in three people attending their GP have more than two chronic conditions that will never go away and require the person to look after their medical problems themselves between doctor's visits. It's called self-management, and there's controversy about the best way to help people self-manage. That's what a trial in this week's Medical Journal of Australia sought to answer. It was led by Richard Reid, who's Professor of General Practice at Flinders University in Adelaide. Thanks for joining us, Richard.
It's great to be here, Norman.
This is based on what's called the Flinders Program, but let's start with the people that you studied here and the problem you're trying to solve.
Okay.
These were people who didn't just have one diagnosis, they had several.
That's correct. People had to have two or more conditions, be above the age of 60, and to be recruited from general practice.
And what sort of conditions are we talking about?
Diabetes, heart failure, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease as examples.
And the idea here is, as I said in the intro, is that you've got to look after yourself. When you've got these problems, you can't have a doctor or a nurse with you 24 hours a day.
That's correct.
Now, there's been a fair bit of controversy about this. Stanford University created a program, an intensive program for people with arthritis, which was pushed very hard. People at Flinders University, which is where you came from, were very attracted by this. There were criticisms of the Stanford program that really only suited people who were middle class, well-educated, able to take the educational intervention. Nonetheless, Flinders took it up with alacrity and developed their own self-management program. And here you are now testing it against normal general practice care. Just tell me how the study worked.
30% of the people who present in general practice have this multiple health problems. The intervention was problem solving with patients with the use of a health professional. It involved goal setting, collaborative goal setting, and care planning. And that was in comparison to where people received supportive listening and some health information.
Right. And so the intensive bit was, what are the problems that you've got? What would you like to achieve? Would you like to be able to walk down to the shops, play with your grandkids or whatever? And
correct.
Then a plan to actually solve those problems.
That's correct.
And the findings were disappointing.
Well, our primary outcome was self-rated health. And that's a very good generic measure and predicts future healthcare use. It predicts health status and it predicts mortality.
But when it came to objective measures of health, there was no difference.
Well, when we use more specific measures of health like fatigue, pain, depression, illness intrusiveness, and even minutes of exercise, we didn't see a difference between the groups.
So they felt better, and you can't knock that. But the question is whether it's going to make any difference. Now, it should be said that you plucked these people out of general practice, and it wasn't their GP or their practice nurse who were delivering this care. It was another group altogether.
That's correct. We did that because there's been a lot of criticism of other studies that they weren't done at the highest degree of fidelity. So we were able to provide an intervention at a very high fidelity.
And what you mean by that is that if somebody else did it, it might not have been according to the plan.
That's right.
And the plan is what you thought you were testing.
We were testing it by the manual or by the book. And that may mean that the role of general practice wasn't as well integrated into that care.
Now, the problem here is that if you've got coronary heart disease, diabetes, kidney disease, and so on, you actually want those conditions to be as well treated as possible and people to be as fit as possible. Now, if you didn't change their physical state, and it's known, for example, if you look after your asthma well, you will do better. If you look after your diabetes and really stick to the treatment, you will not develop complications at the same rate. This seems like a distraction in terms of self-management rather than actually getting down to the business of looking after your specific problems.
When you have multiple health problems, you start to get interactions between the conditions, and some treatments might be good for one condition but may have a negative impact on others. It's a balancing act. And I think that the patient-oriented goal setting is really important, that we focus on what's important to the patient rather than what specific disease parameters might be out there that could be improved.
But in the Australian setting, if you're going to pluck people out of general practice, it's not going to work and it's going to be expensive. Is that the reason you think it didn't work?
We don't know why it didn't work. Perhaps the study wasn't long enough.
Nonetheless, it does cost money.
Yes.
And probably is more expensive than GP-based care, although you haven't done a health economic analysis. You know, what's the future of actually helping people to look after themselves?
We're in the process of doing a new clinical trial looking at longer appointments, voluntary registration with a general practitioner to improve continuity and to have better, more assertive hospital follow-up for patients in this high-risk group with multiple health problems. And within that, we hope that there's more time and more approach to the self-management aspect.
So somebody's listening to this and they've got a parent with these problems, or they may have the problems themselves. What's the message here? Because it's full of jargon, chronic disease, self-management, support team. You know, what is the message if you've got these problems?
I think the message is that being as knowledgeable about your health as you can be, to carefully set goals and to have a plan in place is likely to improve your perception of your health and potentially, with the passage of time, other aspects of your healthcare. So I think it's still a very important aspect for people. And I think that the general practitioners and the general practice team are knowledgeable and can assist people.
But what they're not doing often at the moment is asking the patient, a person, what their goals are and tailoring care around them.
We're not really sure of that, but I think that that's the general concern, that we're more focused on specific...
Getting your cholesterol down, getting your blood pressure down.
Yeah, as opposed to what do people really want from their lives at this stage of their lives.
And tailoring care accordingly. Richard, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Norman.
Richard Reid is Head of the Discipline of General Practice at Flinders University in South Australia.